Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
大家早，母亲节快乐。
Actually, my wife is, as of yesterday, 4 months pregnant, so this will be her first taste of Mother's Day.
实际上我太太昨天算起来的话，她已经怀孕4个月了，所以这是她第一个母亲节，我也祝我太太母亲节快乐。
She just got back from work about 4 hours ago. She does the all-night shift at the hospital. So she's upstairs sleeping, but once she wakes up, I'm very excited for her.
我太太昨天晚上回来非常的辛苦，她做在医院做了晚班，所以她现在正在楼上休息。
Before we get into the text, let's lift up our hearts in prayer.
让我们进入经文之前，让我们先来祷告。
Father, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness and kindness.
主，我们在这边赞美你，我们感谢你一切的美好。
And this morning, Holy Spirit, we ask for more of you.
主啊，今天愿圣灵更多的降在我们当中，感动我们。
Pour out powerfully on us this morning.
愿你把自己的能力降临在我们当中。
And Lord God, we ask that today you will help us celebrate our mothers and our wives.
主愿意今天让我们在这边庆祝母亲节，也感谢我们的妻子。
And we ask, Lord, today that we will be able to give you the focus, the honor, and the glory that you deserve.
主愿意我们今天再一次专注在你身上，愿你得到一切的荣耀。
And we pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you a story before we get into the background of the text.
我愿意与大家分享一个故事，在我们讲到之前。
There were three men who desired to be pilots.
有三个人，他们很想成为一个飞机驾驶员。
The first man read manuals, testimonies from other pilots, and every piece of literature he could find about planes.
第一个人，他花了所有的时间去读所有的飞行手册，以及去看一些所有飞行员他所写下来的一些经验谈。
But when he actually got into the cockpit of the plane, he very quickly crashed.
当他进入驾驶舱开始开飞机的时候，马上飞机就坠毁了。
The second man didn't read any literature.
第二个人他却完全没有读任何的飞行手册。
Instead, this man logged countless hours on digital flight simulators.
但是他却花了无数的时间在电脑前面做这些模拟飞行实验。
And this man was able to fly his plane successfully for a while until he encountered an issue and needed to make an emergency landing.
当他开始飞行的时候，他就能够飞行有一段时间没有问题，但是他当他遇到问题的时候，他发现他没有办法紧急降落。
Unfortunately, he didn't actually know how to communicate his problem, how to report his emergency, or how to find the landing spot.
很不幸的，他无法知道如何与塔台通信，他也不知道如何做一个紧急降落。
And so he crashed his plane as well.
所以他的飞机也坠毁了。
The third man read all the literature he could find. He logged many hours.
第三个人，他花了所有的时间去看一切飞行手册，并且他也进入实验室做模拟飞行实验。
Sorry, I'm going to start that sentence over. The third man read all the literature he could find. He logged many hours in a flight simulator, and he spent time with an actual expert pilot in a plane.
除此之外，他更花了时间与有经验的飞行教师在旁边一起开飞机。当他经过几个月的练习之后
，he was.Hey, sorry, George, there's a bit of a delay. I'm sorry if I keep speaking over you.
No problem. Keep on going.
Okay. After months of learning and practice, he was able to fly safely without incident and land without destroying his plane.
经过几个月的学习，他不单单能够很安全地飞上天空，而且并没有经过任何的意外，最后他安全地降落了。他也飞机也完全没有问题。
So why was this third man successful?
为什么这第三个人成功了呢？
I'd like you to keep that in mind because that question is going to come up later.
因为我想大家思考这个问题，因为我待会儿会问大家。
I'd like to look at our text this morning. I'm going to be starting with verses 1 through 6 of Ezekiel chapter 37.
让我们今天来看看今天的经文。我想看以西结书第37章从第一节到第六节。
And it says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me around among them. He led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. Behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, only you know. And then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones. Say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. And you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.
耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中。这平原遍满骸骨，他使我从骸骨的四围经过。谁知在平原的骸骨甚多。而且极其枯干，他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？”我说：“主耶和华，你是知道的。”他又对我说：“你向这些骸骨发预言说，干枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说：我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。”我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
So a little bit of background here, Ezekiel is a priest.
所以在这边跟大家介绍一个背景，以西结他是一个祭司。
So he knows how important it is to properly care for corpses and bones.
因此他非常清楚要如何处理尸体的重要性。
Because in Israel, it was a disgrace to not have a proper and speedy burial.
因为在以色列人的文化当中，如果能够没有能够很快迅速的好好处理尸体的话，这是一个非常羞辱的事情。
But these are not just bones, they are very dry bones. And this means they have been dead and exposed to the elements for a very long time.
但是在这边的形容是说，他们不单单只是死人的骨头而已，而是极其枯干的骨头。这代表说这一批尸体已经死了非常的久了。
And so these bones are a representation of the people of Israel. And Ezekiel, an Israelite, would have surely felt the deep pain of this vision.
实际上这个骨头就代表当时神的子民以色列人当时的一个情况。所以以西结当他看到这里的时候，他就看到这个意象的时候，他有极其的痛苦。
And this also explains a little bit of the depth of God's question, which is, can these bones live?
所以另一个就是我们要回到神的一个问题，就是这些死人骨头能够再一次活起来吗？
Now, even in the Old Testament, there was always some hope that a recently deceased person could be brought back from the dead.
这个也许我们回到旧约的话，我们就想，是不是有死人可以复活呢？
But these aren't the recently dead. These are dry and sun-bleached bones.
是的，在旧约里面是有一些人他可以复活，但是他是刚刚死了，可以复活。但是我们今天在这里所形容是一个极其枯干的骨头。
So Ezekiel should have no hope that these bones could ever live again.
所以对以西结来说，这是完全绝望的，这些骨头绝对不能再活了。
But even in this painful moment, he trusts God by saying, God, only you know.
但是在这个极其难过痛苦的时候，以西结还是对神说，神啊，你知道的。
Now, this is an expression of deep hopelessness, but also of faith in God's sovereignty.
在这边表明以西结他自己一个非常绝望的心态，但是他也非常敬畏神他的主权。
And in response to Ezekiel's measure of faith, God gives him a task.
在回应神的话的时候，神继续要给以西结一个任务。
Prophesy to these bones.
他说你要对这些骨头发预言。
Prophecy is declaring God's word.
在这边说预言代表要表明宣告神的话。
And this is a fairly pointless task by the looks of it.
但是当我们看这个情形的时候，我们觉得这是一个毫无用处的一个举动。
And it's pointless because what possible purpose could there be in speaking God's word over a valley of bones?
我们会觉得这是毫无意义的。当你要对一个枯骨说神的话的时候，有什么意义呢？
But Ezekiel does as he is commanded.
但是以西结却遵守神的命令，就发预言了。
In verse 7 and 8, it says, So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them.
第七节、第八节，以西结这样子回应：于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。我刚观看，见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。
So we see as Ezekiel speaks, the bones begin to order themselves. They regain their flesh and become whole bodies once more.
所以当我们看见以西结说话的时候，这些骨头与骨头之间开始连接起来了。我们看见他们甚至肉也长出来了。
See, at this point, Israel had lost their reverence for the word of God, and it created a separation between the people and God.
实际上，以色列民在这个时候，他们已经不再敬畏神的话了，他们整个民族已经与神的关系隔离了。
In fact, their lack of reverence for the word of God contributed deeply to their exile and the spiritual death that is being represented by this vision.
他们为什么不再敬畏神的话呢？乃是因为他们这个时候已经被掳，从以色列被掳到其他的地方去了，因此他们对神再也没有一颗敬畏的心。
And so here we come to the first focus of what God is showing Ezekiel and the people of Israel.
于是我们今天再一次专注看神要借着跟以西结的说话，怎么样对以色列民表达他的心意。
Ezekiel's vision is illustrating that God's word is vital for God's people.
实际上，以西结要说神的话，它是充满生命力的，它也是我们生命极其需要的一个要素。
It is the very word of God that is the power to transform these dry bones into a body with flesh and blood.
乃是神话语自己里面带有能力，以至于可以把这些枯干的骨头转变成一个有生命的身体。
God is teaching Ezekiel that his word is the foundation of life.
也就是说，乃是神的话是生命的根基。
Now Israel had trusted in human words for an incredibly long time.
实际上，以色列民在那个时候一直相信所谓人所讲的话，已经很久了。They
believed in the leaders who thought they could resist the enemies of Israel.
他们相信他们的带领人可以抵抗以色列国的敌人。
And even more than that, they believed in the word of false prophets who said they could outsmart God's justice.
他们甚至相信一些假先知认为他们可以凭着自己的力量打败这些以色列国的敌人。
But it was that trust in humans, in humanity, that led to their own destruction.
乃是他们因着把自己的信心全部投注于人所说出的话，导致他们灭亡了。
So God is saying, it is His word alone that can lead to real hope.
而神在这边说，乃是单单靠着他的话语。
I'd like to read a quote from C.H. Spurgeon. And it says, if we want revivals, we must revive our reverence for the word of God. If we want conversions, we must put more of God's word into our sermon. Even if we paraphrase it into our own words, it must still be his word upon which we place our reliance. For the only power that bless men lies in the word of God.
施布真这边说，我们如果需要有复兴的话， 我们必须要在敬畏神话语的态度上面做一个复兴。如果我们需要悔改有改变的话，我们必须要把神自己的话放进我们的讲章当中。如果我们要做一些改变，把讲章放进我们自己的话语的话，我们就没办法把我们一切投入在神自己的话语当中。只有 只有这样子，我们人才有希望。And
that's lovely. But plenty of people are very content to stop right there.
这句话说的不错，但是许多人他们就到此就满足了。A
lot of people say to themselves, okay, so if I know the word of God, then life is going to follow. Great.
我们通常认为说，我们只要知道圣经，我们一切生活就平顺了。But
that's not where the story ends.
但是这故事不单单就在这里结束。If
we look back at our text in verses 8 to 10, it says, But there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, This is what God says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they might live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood up on their feet in an exceedingly great army.
如果我们看这篇经文，从第八节的下半部这边说，只是还没有气息。主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言说。 主耶和华如此说，气息啊，要从四方而来，吹在这被杀的人身上，使他们活了。于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨变活了，并且站起来成为极大的军队。
So these bones have received flesh, but there's no breath in them. They're not breathing.
所以在这边，骨头它是长了肉，并且有筋，它整个身体是恢复了，但是却没有气息。
And I'm sure any physicians in the room will be able to tell you that if you're not breathing, you're probably not doing so well.
实际上，我相信很多医生，当他看到一个人他没有呼吸的话，他一定说，哎，这个情况不好了。
So far in the story, we have bones that have been turned into fresh corpses.
所以我们在这边看到一个情况，就是这些骸骨他们现在成为有肉的身体，也不过是一个尸体罢了。
So they're still not alive.
所以他们仍然没有生命。
So God calls for this prophecy to continue and then calls the breath into his people.
所以神在这边要求这个先知继续做他该做的事情，让气息进入他们自己的子民。
Now the Hebrew word for breath has quite a few meanings.
实际上在希伯来文，气息这个字是代表了几个意思。
So first, it literally means the air that we breathe in order to live.
所以在气息这边，它其中的一个代表的意思就是代表我们呼吸的空气。
For example, when God breathes life into Adam, it is the same word, and essentially God is putting air into the person.
所以在经文说，当神吹一口气在亚当的鼻孔里面的时候，实际上这个自己的意思就代表神把空气放进了人。
But breath is also the word for spirit.
但是气息这个字在希伯来文里面也代表了灵魂。
And the spirit of God is described as God's breath or the wind that comes with God.
所以神的灵也代表了神的气息或者风。
So the flesh that is put upon the people by God, by the word, is not yet made alive until the spirit of God is given to them as well.
所以当人从神那边有了肉体之后，他还没有生命，只等到神的灵赐给了气息给他们。
I like this quote by Matt Poole that says, "So here we had men in skin with flesh, sinews, and bones, but like Adam before inspired with the breath of life, the spirit of life was wanting."
在我很喜欢其中有一个人叫 Matthew Poole， 他曾经讲过一句话，他说这里有了皮肤，有了肉，也有筋，也有骨头，他是一个人，但是就如亚当在受到生命的气息一样，他现在仍然没有灵魂。
And so in this story, what we are seeing is the power of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在这边看见了一个神话语的能力，并且圣灵的能力。
I think we all know many people who know the scriptures inside and out and yet are corpses because they are lacking the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
也许我们大家的也许有一些认识一些人，他对圣经的内容滚瓜烂熟，但是他却像一个行尸走肉，因为他里面并没有圣灵在他生命当中的工作。
We talk a lot about the Holy Spirit in the English ministry at WCCC.
实际上在我教会的里面，我们经常提到有关圣灵的事情。
We actually had almost 6 months on the Spirit, the spiritual gift, the Spirit's power, and who the Holy Spirit is.
我们花了六个月的时间去研读有关圣灵来的恩赐以及圣灵的能力。
And I asked the teens if they believed what I was telling them, or if it was too hard to believe.
然而我对我教所教导的这些年轻人，我就问他们说，你相信吗？还是说太难去理解我所讲的？
Almost all of them said the Holy Spirit was too hard to believe.
几乎所有的年轻人都跟我说，实在太难去相信这件事了。
And I think a lot of us struggle by acknowledging the Holy Spirit with our words, but in our heart we are so skeptical of his work and presence.
我相信在我们在座的当中，我相信我们都相信有圣灵的存在，我们也相信神的话，但是我们心里却对他的真实的存在还是抱有所怀疑。
I think a lot of times we keep the Holy Spirit at arm's length.
实际上我相信我们很多时候对圣灵的理解是有距离的。
And I think sometimes we outright reject his power because it's uncomfortable.
很多时候我们甚至拒绝相信圣灵所有的作为，因为这会让我们感到非常的不自在。
A lot of times, the Holy Spirit's presence and work does not fit with how we want to live our lives.
因为当我们想到圣灵与我们同在的时候，我们就感觉到会打扰了我们的生命和生活。
And in the process of pushing the Spirit away, we are pushing away the very life that God wants to pour into us.
当我们拒绝圣灵在我们生命当中的同在以及工作的时候，实际上我们就拒绝神愿意倾倒在我们生命当中的工作。
I've only been to your church a few times, so I don't know you as well as I wish I did.
我到贵教会的次数并不多，所以虽然没有我所希望能够与大家建立那么好的关系的那么次数那么多。
But at least with the Chinese part of WCCC, the word of God is very easy for them.
但是由于我在华人教会侍奉，所以我知道对华人教会来说，神的话是对华人教会是非常能够接受的。
And I think it's because the word of God is very academic and the Chinese community at WCCC is very academic.
所以我相信因为神的话本身是带有学术性的，而华人的背景对于有关任何学术性的知识，我们接纳度是非常的高的。
The word of God is clear. It tells us who God is. It clearly states how to live. And it gives us guidance on what kind of people we should be.
神的话告诉我们神是怎么样的一个神，也告诉我们应该如何生活。
But the work of the Holy Spirit can be very uncomfortable.
但是当我们涉及到有关圣灵的时候，我们就感到浑身的不自在。
The power of the Holy Spirit can be very uncomfortable.
而且圣灵所带出来的能力，让我们感到不舒服。
And I think this is because when academic people have to go outside of the rule book, it becomes very challenging.
也就是说我们所有学术背景的人，当我们要踏出校园以外的境界的时候，我们就感觉到我们生活认知上面产生了挑战。
We can look at the disciples as a good example of this.
我们看看这些门徒们，我们就也从他们当中学到了这样的一个事实。
When the disciples were with Jesus, they knew the word of God very, very well.
所以当门徒们与耶稣在一起的时候，他们非常了解神的话。
But the Holy Spirit wasn't in them yet.
但是圣灵还不在他们当中。
And so even when Jesus was with them, they could not understand his teaching.
所以就算耶稣在他们当中的时候，他们仍然不能理会耶稣所教导的事情。
And when trial and conflict came, they ran away.
当困难和挑战来临的时候，他们就逃走了。
And then we see in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit transforms them into confident believers in the presence of God.
但是当我们读到《使徒行传》的时候，我们看见圣灵就开始在这些门徒上面做一个生命改变的工作，他们改变了。
We see Peter deny Jesus 3 times.
我们看见彼得在过去的时候曾经不认主3次。
But a short time later, we see in Acts chapter 3, a crippled beggar asks Peter for money.
但是当我们到使徒行传第三章的时候，我们看见有一个摊子，他跟彼得，希望彼得赏给他一些钱。
And Peter says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you freely. In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk.
彼得就回答说，金和银我都没有，但是我会白白的给你我所有的。奉主耶稣基督的名，现在站起来行走吧。
You can't teach that.
实际上你不能教，这个事情是不能用教的。
Write me an instruction manual for how to tell a man to stop being sick.
你没办法从一个手册当中教导说你说你跟一个病人说你不要再生病了。
This kind of power can only come from a person who has the breath of the Holy Spirit in them.
有如此能力的人必须他自己必须有从圣灵来的能力。
Now,I've been really trying hard to stay on my notes for, because I know how difficult translation is, but I'm going to have to go off my notes a little bit here, George.
我在这边我会脱稿讲一些事情。
A lot of times in our modern day, we look at the Holy Spirit as something that used to happen.
在我们现代的环境里面，我们经常熟悉过去已经发生的事情。
Nearly every Chinese church that I've worked with has a huge and important focus on the Word of God.
我发现我在过去侍奉的所有华人教会里面，所有华人教会都花了很多的时间在研读神的话语。
And at least with WCCC, our focus and openness to the work of the Holy Spirit is lacking.
但是这些华人也知道他们对圣灵工作的理解是非常缺乏的。
And it's because there is a mentality that this kind of power is not important anymore.
其中一个原因，我们会开始认为这圣灵的工作不再重要了。
And then we wonder why we're not as effective as we want to be.
然后我们就发现我们为什么做一个基督徒的事工是那么缺乏力量呢？
We wonder why we're not seeing the spiritual growth that we're praying for.
我们就开始怀疑我们祈祷希望有神来的力量却是那么的微小呢？
We wonder why people come and go rather than staying to worship with us.
我们就开始怀疑，也开始问，为什么有些人来教会之后，就他们就不再回来跟我们一起敬拜呢？
The challenge we have been giving our church is that we are teaching people how to be corpses, not living people.
实际上我们华人教会有一个倾向，就是我们教导人，他们成为一个有肉的人，但是也不过是一个行尸走肉罢了。
Because in this passage, God is trying to show that.It is not enough to simply adhere to the law, you must also know God.
所以在这一个经文里面告诉我们，我们不单单要熟悉神的话，我们还需要神的灵。
The people hear the word and they become corpses, but it is only when they have the relationship with God through the Holy Spirit that they become alive.
当这些枯骨听到神的话的时候，他们成了一个有肉的身体，但是他们必须要跟神建立一个活泼的关系，他们才有神的灵，成一个有灵魂的活人。
So let's look at our three types of people in Ezekiel 37.
所以我们从以西结书第37章里面看见我们有三种人，我们一起来看看。
First, we have those who are dry bones.
第一个我们看见是有属于像枯骨型的人。
There is no passion for relationship with God, there is no passion for His Word, and there is no passion for His work in us.
这一批人对神与神有关系，他并没有任何的热情，他也不在意，也不在意神的话，他也不在意神的工作要临到他身上。
Then there is flesh without breath or corpses.
但是接下来是一个有肉体却没有气息的。
Now these people have knowledge and reverence for the word, But the presence and power of the Holy Spirit is lacking.
这一批人他对神的话的知识上面他是有理解的,他也敬畏神的话,但是圣灵的工作和能力却不在他身上。
For example, there are many people who go forth and preach the word of God accurately, but it is met with silence because they are still preaching or working out of their own humanity.
就好像许多人他们虽然很勇敢的去传讲神的话,而且非常正确的教导其他人,但是他们所面对的回应却是压静无声的,因为他们只用他们自己的人的力量去做神的工。
I have written and I have preached many sermons that are absolutely accurate, yet are preached outside of the power of the Holy Spirit.
在我的经验里面,我曾经写了并且讲了许多的讲章,而且我深信我所写的和讲的是完全合乎圣经,而且是神学上是完全正确的,但是却没有圣灵的能力。
Now, a few years ago at WCCC, I preached a sermon about pride.
我还记得几年前,我在我所属的华人教会里面,我曾经讲了一篇讲章是有关骄傲。And
I truly believe that everything I said was factually and biblically accurate.
我深信我所传讲的这个信息是非常正确的,而且神学观点是无误的。
But that sermon came from me.
但是那个讲章是由我自己讲。It
was my view, and the Holy Spirit was not involved in the preparation of that sermon.
那而且是完全从我自己的观点去讲出来的,圣灵并没有在其中与我一起同工。And
so even though the words were correct, the love, the grace, the power of the Holy Spirit was absent.
所以就算我讲的一字无误,但是在字里行间,并没有带有爱,并没有带有恩典,并没有圣灵的能力。And
I made a lot of people very mad with that sermon.
所以当我讲完那篇道的时候,许多人都对我生气了。The
Pharisees are a perfect example of this flesh without breath.
实际上法利赛人就是属于这种有肉却没有灵魂的这一批人。Because
they know the word accurately and deeply.
因为这一批人他对神的话是非常有深度的了解。But
because they lack a relationship with God, they use the word for human advantage and trick themselves into thinking they're righteous.
但是他们却与神没有一个活泼亲密的关系,因此他们利用神的话去为了他自己的私欲去控制别人。
This is what Jesus is saying when He calls the Pharisees whitewashed tombs.
所以耶稣称这一批犹太老师就好像坟墓上的白油漆一样。Beautiful
on the outside, but on the inside simply full of dead men's bones.
所以在外观看起来是非常美丽的,但是它实际上里面却含了所有的一切死亡的骨头。
See, when we act this way, it leads to self-righteousness, defensiveness, and self-importance.
所以当我们利用神的话作为自己控制别人的工具的时候,这个里面带了所有一切自义。And
that's because when we know the Word of God without knowing the God of the Word, we make ourselves out to be God.
所以当我们知道神的话,而不知道这个话后面的神的时候,我们就利用这个话,让我们自己成为神了。When
we don't know God, His word becomes about me, about us.
所以当我们与神没有关系,我们不认识神的时候,我们利用神的话来彰显自己。And
here I do want to make a quick side note about the corpses.
所以在这边我特别要再讲有关这些所谓行尸走肉的意思。Because
there's the other side of this issue as well.
因为这也代表这个里面有另一个含义。
I know a lot of people who have the power of the Holy Spirit but know nothing about the Word of God.
因为我在这边要讲另一个极端，因为我也知道很多人他们非常理解圣灵的力量，但是却对神的话一无所知。
And so they go out and they speak with passion, but their words and their action are not rooted in the authority of Scripture, and so they fail as well.
而这一批人他们充满了热情，到处去传讲他们所信的。但是他们自己所讲的话的根基却不扎根于圣经当中，所以他们也失败了。
And so we come to the third type of person in our passage.
所以我们今天就来到第三种人。
And that is a person who has flesh and breath. They are a living person.
就是又有肉体并且有气息的人，他是一个有灵的活人。
And when our reverence for the Word of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives work together, we experience life.
当我们有对神的话有一颗敬畏的心，并且有圣灵同在的时候，当这两个一起同工的时候，我们就开始经历神要赐给我们一切的应许。
And Jesus himself comes to the people of Israel and says, you have the law, but you don't have life. I come to give you life, and life abundantly.
所以当耶稣来到以色列民当中的时候，他说，你们有法律，但是你们没有生命。我今天来的时候，要把生命也赐给你们。
And this abundant life is not about me, it's not about making my life more comfortable, but it's about the work of the Holy Spirit and what he is doing in us and through us.
所以在这边让我们得到一个丰盛的生命，不是让我们生活过得更好，而是让神的恩典更多的在我们生命当中彰显。
A person who is truly alive in Christ, a person who truly has that relationship with the Holy Spirit, is going to do things that don't really look like they make sense.
当神要在我们生命当中做工的时候，很多时候我们都看起来是不可思议，而且不合理的事情。
For example, it's Ezekiel's relationship with God that moves him to preach to bones, which is a dumb thing to do.
所以我们在这边看见以西结，当他与神有一个亲密关系的时候，他就做出一个外人看起来好像不可思议的事情，他居然去跟这些骸骨说，发预言说，你起来。
I knew a man in college who was very much like Ezekiel.
我记得我在大学的时候就认识一个人，他实在非常像以西结。
There was one time we were at the local mall on one of our days off.
我还记得有一次我们在放假的时候，我们去了我们学校附近的一个商场。
And there was a group of young people who were dressed up in all black with white makeup and pentagrams and demonic symbols all over them.
而我们在那个商场的时候，看见一群年轻人，他们身穿全部黑色，然后脸上化妆是全部白色，他们把自己化妆成像魔鬼一样。
And my friend David said, I'm going to go pray for them.
然后我这个朋友 David, 他就说我要过去为他们祷告。
And a lot of us in the group are like,That is not going to work. Don't even worry about it. Let's go back to school.
然后我们这一批朋友们就说，哎呀，你怎么做这种事情呢？这样子一定行不通的。我们回学校吧。
And he walked over, and within 5 minutes, one of the people was crying in his arms.
结果就他在过去与这群年轻人讲话祷告的时候，不过五分钟，其中一个年轻人就在他的膀臂当中哭泣。
Because he knew what the Holy Spirit was asking for him, and he had faith the Holy Spirit was going to come through.
因为我这个朋友非常清楚圣灵感动他要他去做的工作，于是他顺服圣灵的旨意去做了这样的事。
Now, I knew so much more about the Bible than David did.
实际上我比 David 要知道对圣经的知识要了解的太多太多了。
I disagreed with him on almost every major theological position he held.
我深信我与我的这个朋友 David 在所有神学立场上面，我们几乎是南辕北辙。
And yet, when you looked at the effectiveness of our ministry, he made a Satanist come to Christ in 5 minutes.
但是当我们看见我们所做事工所表现出来的能力的时候，我就看见他能够让这些信撒旦教的年轻人五分钟之内就悔改来到主面前。
And I was the one telling him, don't waste your time.
而我却是那一位跟他说，你不要浪费时间，不要去跟他们混吧。
When we look at Ezekiel 37, it is a challenge to have reverence for the word of God, and yet be open to the relationship that God is pouring into us.
当我们看见以西结书第37章所讲的，就是当我们要与神有关系的时候，我们必须对他的心是敞开的，愿意神来带领我们去做他要我们做的事。
Because if you seek after the word, or if you seek after the spirit without also seeking the other, you will end up a corpse.
因为当我们只追求神的话，或只追求圣灵的话，那我们所有的也不过是一个肉体罢了。
Think back to our opening story about the three pilots.
让我们再回顾我开始之前所跟大家分享的三个开飞机的人。
Why was the third pilot successful?
为什么第三个开飞机的他成功了呢？
It is because he was willing to do all that was required for him to become a pilot.
那是因为他愿意把自己放在一个学习的态度当中去接受知识，接受所有应该接受的训练。
If you want to be effective in God's kingdom, you need to be open to all of who God is.
你愿意在神的国度里面成为有用的人吗？那你必须对神要有一个敞开的心。
And that is incredibly uncomfortable.
在很多时候实际上是让我们非常不自在，不舒服的。
The word of God says the Holy Spirit is like the breeze, going one direction today and a different direction tomorrow.
神的话告诉我们，神的灵就像风一样，今天也许往这个方向吹，明天却是另一个方向吹。
And yet when we reject the comfort of our schedules and we allow the Holy Spirit to pour into us, we experience the true life that God is giving us.
然而当我们愿意放下自己为我们自己所定出来的任何时间表的时候，我们愿意谦卑在神面前的时候，神的灵就会在我们生命当中做工。
So seek the word passionately.
所以让我们对神的话语有一个迫切的渴慕。
But also expect the Holy Spirit to pour out.
同时我们也请求圣灵把他自己的能力带领倾倒在我们身上。
Because unless we have both, we won't be effective.
因为我们如果要成为一个在神国有用的人，我们必须要两者都需要。
Father God, we praise you and we thank you.
主啊，我们的天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We praise you that even though we are in a time of quarantine, we can still speak with each other.
我们感谢主，虽然我们正在居家令当中，但是我们依然可以在这边聚集，听你的话。
And Holy Spirit, I remember the days when I was afraid of your presence in my life.
圣灵啊，我还记得在过去有段时间，我很怕接触到你的事情。
I remember being afraid of what you would ask me to do.
我很怕你要吩咐我去做一些事。
I remember feeling my comfort in the Word of God alone.
我发现我比较自在的是单单与神的话在一起。
But Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have reminded me that you alone can interpret the Word.
但是圣灵，我们感谢你，因为你再一次提醒我，你乃是那能够解说并且用神的话来感动我们的。
So Lord God, I ask that you remind us that is the wholeness of your presence that gives us life.
主啊，因此我感谢你，你再一次提醒我们，乃是你的全部的同在，让我们能够全人的认识你。
Do not let us pick and choose the parts of you that we want to love.
让我们不要对你的全部来我们自行做选择我们喜好的。
But help us see that it is all of you that we need. It is all of you that we want. It is all of you that gives us joy.
让我们真知道我们需要你的全部，让我们在你的全部里面得到完全，我们得到享受。
Lord, I bless this church.
主，我祝福这个教会。
And we proclaim boldly that it is only through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we are alive.
我们勇敢的来宣告，乃是因为你自己的儿子主基督耶稣，让我们有生命。
Help the blessing of that reminder be heavy on our hearts today.
愿意这样的一个信息，让深深的抓住我们的心。
We praise you, we thank you, and we give you all of the glory.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你，我们把一切荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.